This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House Coronavirus Task Force leader, Dr. Deborah Birx, says widespread coronavirus infections in urban and rural America mark a new phase for the pandemic. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union Sunday morning, Birx said, "What we are seeing today is different from March and April. It is extraordinarily widespread." That's the end of the quote. She urged people to wear face masks and to observe social distancing. Her comments came as Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi appeared on an ABC News talk show, saying that she doesn't have faith in Dr. Birx, whom she ties to misinformation spread by the United States President Donald Trump. The U.S. has the world's biggest number of cases at 4.6 million. That's one quarter of the total cases in the world, and more than 154,000 deaths. In Germany, thousands have converged in Berlin to protest their country's coronavirus restrictions at a demonstration proclaiming the end of the pandemic has arrived. The protest comes as German authorities are voicing increased concerns about an uptick in new infections. Travelers entering France from 16 countries where the coronavirus is circulating widely are having to undergo virus tests upon arrival at French airports and ports. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's postponing some planned measures to ease the lockdown because the number of new coronavirus cases in that country is on the rise. The Philippines has the second most cases in Southeast Asia after Indonesia and has had more infections than China, where the pandemic began late last year. Confirmed coronavirus cases are hovering at near record levels in Japan, raising worries the pandemic may be growing more difficult to control there. Tokyo reported 292